You guys can move this here. Any time, chowder. Lester? Anyone?
Patty, what was the difference tonight?
We stuck with it. We hung in there. We kept fighting. Our diesel was fast. We clogged the middle up. We got out fast. And we got rewarded when we threw some pucks there and got some second and third opportunities tonight. And like I said, we hung in there tonight and we stuck to our structure.
At what point did it become clear that Andre just wasn't going to let much find tonight?
Oh, like I said today, this morning, he's been the best goalie for a long time now in this league, and he continues to be the best goalie in this league. So, you know, just a game. He's a competitor. He works hard. And he continues to work hard, and he works on his craft every single day. So he's a gamer.
This team's built its reputation on resilience in the playoffs. What's tonight's win say about that continuing reputation?
Yeah, just like I said, we're sticking with our structure tonight. I thought we did a good job of that, just rolling the lines over, everyone doing a job tonight, everyone sticking to it. Everyone was on their toes tonight. Everyone was on it tonight. And you can just tell, just making the little plays. We weren't making those east-west plays in those zone trying to create offense. I thought we were getting it in, going to high to low, and getting some second, third opportunities, and we did a good job of that. In the D-zone, we were breaking out clean, and I thought we were a little heavier tonight, too, in the D-zone, too. So we did a good job all around.
Kind of important to get those contributions along the lineup, you know, whether it was defensively or some big goals from Pauly and Isma.
Yeah, for sure. I think you guys know during the playoffs you need everyone. You need all four lines contributing. You need every single line going, and you never know who's going to score, and I think that's a huge thing. Mikey comes in, fills in, and has a big-time goal, and then the line goes out in the third and scores a big-time goal. So I know Pauly wanted that one. He's been fighting it there, but I'm happy for Pauly. I'm happy for Mikey. But you need lines to chip away. You need lines to, you know, you never know what line's going to step up at what game and what time. So it's a big-time game for them.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
You love scoring big goals in Toronto. How did it feel to get that one off your back?
Yeah, that was good. I think I've been waiting for that one for a little bit, but I think that's just what happens when you work hard. And, you know, I think our team putting in the work on the forecheck, creating loose chances. Our line, we knew our job tonight was be hard on the forecheck and same thing. And, I mean, Isaac comes up big and then pops right out to me, didn't get the first one. Ends up back in the net, and then the team held on. You know, you want to talk about team coming together and getting it done. That's what it takes right there.
Enjoy scoring big playoff goals in this building?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've been waiting for that one for a little bit, like I said, but, you know, pucks on net is a good shot, so ended up in the net, and no time to get hot.
Well, a lot of talk entering this game, some of it about your goalie letting in some goals, about your team. Are they getting tired? A bit of a response to everyone tonight?
I think that was an answer tonight. You know, we've been up the last couple of games and let it slip, and we knew we're coming to Toronto. We're winning this, and we're taking it back home. You know, you got to shout out to Cirelli. You know, our line lets up a goal, and next shift, we want to talk about an answer. Gets a goal right back, puts straight in the game, put the momentum right back in us. Don't feed the crowd. So everyone around the room, Vasi, every line down, had a great game tonight.
You played with Vasilevskiy. You played against Vasilevskiy. What is it that makes him rise to the occasion like this?
Big-time saves, he makes them. He's not scared about it. He's not shy. You know, if he needs to do the splits and do a windmill glove save, he'll do it. He's unbelievable. He's one of the best goalies. He is the best goalie in the league. I think he's short tonight.
Hey, Nick, what's the difference between, you know, just defensively tonight and maybe some of these other games?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we didn't let up. You know, I think maybe before we got the lead and we kind of played back a little bit and let their skill guys get a little bit of speed. Tonight we stayed on the whole night, pedal to the metal. You know, we talked about doing whatever it takes to win, whether that's blocking a shot, whether it's winning your battles. You know, 6 minutes left in the game there, everyone's doing whatever it takes to win, you know, team over everything, and I think we did a good job of that tonight.
What did Mikey kind of bring to your guys' line tonight?
Yeah, he's fast, he's hungry, he wants the puck, he's got some great skill. You know, when he's motoring out there and he's demanding the puck and he's making plays, it's definitely hard to stop. You know, it's great to read off. And, I mean, slick little five-hole play there he had, trying to go around the net, slip it five-hole. Brought a lot of energy and big-time goal.
Awesome.